Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneyagoround.com. It is Monday, February 7th, 2011. This is Audio Boo number 59. Well, hey, the stock market just keeps on going. This has to be like one of the best rallies in the history of the market since September 1st, right? I mean, it's just been incredible the way it keeps going. And there's been reasons to sell off, right? I mean, it's not like there's not some kind of questionable news out there with the European stuff and Egypt now, and oil prices going up, and, you know, budget deficits, pension shortfalls, blah, blah, blah. But none of it seems to matter. Everybody just wants to own stocks, to be long. And, you know, we had a little bit of a scare in January, but, boy, that only lasted a couple of days. And then, you know, here we head into February, which is the third worst month of the year, or as I like to say, the 10th best month. But it just keeps rocketing higher. We've come out of the first few days of the month where money is typically dollar cost averaged into 401k plans, and now that has run its course. So now we're heading into what could have been a questionable week, and we start right back up. So it's been a great market, gosh, defying the odds. So today we wake up and it's Merger Monday, right? So AOL is buying the Huffington Post, and you kind of have to scratch your head about what AOL is doing and the direction they're going. They don't have a great track record of acquiring companies. Heck, take a look at the Forbes article today. It goes over, you know, the past, 10 years or so of AOL purchases, and you have to kind of scratch your head, like, what are they thinking? So today's the Huffington Post is $315 million, so a few people are going to make a ton of money on that. And so now they'll have the Huffington Post content, which, you know, I got to be honest with you, I don't read it that often, but didn't like their app interface. They built an app for the iPhone, Huffington Post, and I don't know, kind of clunky. But I do subscribe to their RSS feeds, but I don't know, I don't read it that much. But I'm sure a lot of people do. They were saying that the millions and millions of people who actually read the Huffington Post, you know, will give AOL more eyeballs. So anyway, that's it. Hey, it's Monday. It's a post-Super Bowl hangover day. Actually, I'm not too hungover, or actually hungover at all. I did have a few beers, but I think it mostly kind of interfered with my sleep more than anything. Anyways, that's it. Christina Aguilera botched the national anthem. It sounded kind of funny when she was singing it, but I don't know. I don't think I was paying enough attention to catch on it, to catch what she said, but kind of funny. Anyways, hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is Michael Lee with When I'm Falling. See ya.
It's all a game that you wanna win. You turn me on, you play your hand. You take me to another land. Your lips say I shouldn't wait, but I smile and hesitate. Ooh. I think I know where this will end. Your tattoo shows a favorite sin. Just when I feel that fear, I hear the whispers in my ear. When I'm falling, hear me calling. Catch me when you can, catch me when I'm falling. When I'm falling, hear me calling. Catch me if you can, catch me when I'm falling. heart beating next to me.